Hello everyone, and the, my presentation will shift it from the intervention to the secondary data analysis. And why I'm doing this one is when I previously intervened the people with disability, they dropped the program due to the secondary conditions. They also, we don't have any enough population level evidence to support the reasons. So therefore, my interest in developing evidence informing to the improve the intervention strategies. Okay. So this time, I'm going to talk about the secondary condition related issue about cancer screening among in women with functional disability. So I don't have anything to disclose. So as you know, or you may not know, the cancer is the second leading cause of death among Americans and represent major public health concerns for all women, including women with functional disabilities. And the previous study have already revealed that the lower mammography rate may reflect several barriers for the screening in the women with a physical disability. And you may know that the increased discomfort during mammography, or low income status, or multiple comorbidities, negative attitude from healthcare providers, and inconsistent usage of breast cancer screening guidelines among providers, or difficulty scheduling appointment, and the lack of transportation. And the physical secondary conditions are the health conditions that the people with physical disabilities experience at a higher rate than the general population and generally regarding as preventable. And severe physical secondary conditions typically decrease usage of the treatment services as well as the preventive health care services among women with physical disabilities. Therefore, the management of physical secondary conditions could improve their engagement and health-promoting behavior or activities. So the CAM, or complementary and alternative medicine, is a group of therapy, practice, and product that are not included in the conventional medical practice. And chronic pain is one of the major fields where the CAM therapy have been utilized in U.S. for a long time. And the women with physical disability and those who have a higher education and those are the hospitalized and those with chronic pain and those who have difficulty of physical functioning are more likely to use the CAM therapy. So women with physical disabilities often use the manipulative therapy and the mindfulness meditations in the national representative sample. And because these therapies are typically effective for pain management. Mm-hmm. And adults with perceived cancer risk typically significantly use the CAM therapy. However, we don't have evidence that the direct relationship of the CAM use with cancer screening among the women with physical disabilities. Therefore, the purpose of the study are twofold. One is examining association between the CAM use and the mammography and the pap test rate in general populations, and to identify whether functional disability has a particular influence on this relationship. So, based upon the previous research and literature review, and we have two hypotheses. One is a woman who used the CAM therapy would be more likely to obtain the regular mammogram and pap test. And CAM use would be associated with cancer screening adherence among women with physical disabilities. So, the method I used was the National Health Interview Survey in 2012. And this item is the randomly selected each household, and one of them are selected. And this analysis, I use the sample adult file and the adult complementary and alternative medicine items. And 2012, and both of them file included 3,525 people that non-weighted and respondent with total household respondent rate was 76.8%. And the current study only analyzed the subpopulation, that is 65-76 women, aged 50 to 75 years old. Because women are mammogram screening is recommended at 50 years or above, also some items toward cancer screening are missing. So the measures we use is, have you ever had mammogram, pap test, and the CAM use? And the CAM use and the mammogram pap test are talking about during the past 12 months. And the CAM use, there are the, I think, 10 items. Chiropractic or osteopathic, manipulation, massage, acupuncture, hypnosis, biofeedback, guided imaginary, and energy healing therapy, and naturopathy, and Ayurveda, and homeopathic treatment. And we discussed how to define the functional disability or disability all the time, and this NHIS didn't have the 6 items, so I picked up the 12 items regarding ADL limitations. This is listed. And the covariate and the gender, race, and age and education level, marital status and health insurance coverage and availability of usual source of care. This usual source of care has a high debate in terms of which one going to be in and out, but I follow the previous research as well as I use only the data from the NHIS. So I don't argue a lot, but there are a lot of arguments about this area. And the analysis is, yes, I use the SAS by using weighted function about the descriptive analysis, prognostic as well as an interaction effect. So I don't present the numbers. I wrote the result narratively. So the, yes. But anyway, the mean is 60. Mean age was 60 years old, and the majority are Caucasians, and people are high school or less, about 41%, and 48% are married, and 95% use the usual source of care, and 89% had the health insurance. It's all good. And the 40% had the pap test in the last 12 months, and the 65% had the mammogram in the past 12 months. And the result of the analysis, I used the adjusted odds ratio, and the women who used the massage, acupuncture, and hypnosis, as well as the naturopathy and homeopathic treatment, are more likely to have had a mammogram and the pap test screening in the past 12 months. Contrary to our hypothesis, women who use the chiropractic manipulation, biofeedback, guided imaginary, and energy healing therapy and Ayurveda are less likely to meet the cancer screening guideline. And second hypothesis is a significant interaction effect indicated that the probability of the obtaining a mammogram in the last 12 months for the woman with functional disability were significantly greater than the probability of those without functional disability in the massage, acupuncture, and hypnosis, as well as naturopathy and homeopathic treatment. And similar to the finding for the mammogram, and the woman with physical disability used massage, acupuncture, naturopathy, and homeopathic treatment are more likely to have obtained a pap test in the last 12 months. However, those who practice biofeedback and guided imaginary were more likely to have had the annual pap test, they're less likely to have the undergone mammogram. So our findings are similar to the previous research that the women who use the manipulative and the body-based practice and the mind-body medicine technique such as massage, acupuncture, and hypnosis are more likely to receive the preventive health care. Our study found that women who use the chiropractic manipulation, biofeedback, guided imaginary, and energy healing therapy were less likely to meet the cancer screening guideline. It could be possible that they were sicker than those who used other chemotherapies. And also the some chemotherapy may not reduce the chronic pain drastically during physical rehabilitation. In fact, some studies argue that the chemotherapy only provides short-term pain relief. So the women with physical disability who practice biofeedback and guided imaginary were more likely to receive the annual PAP test. So it could be possible that the two chemotherapy increase their health conscious and support the utilization of PAP test over the barriers. But we could not find a consistent positive association linking all chemotherapy, improving secondary condition with higher cancer screening rate. This is because some chemotherapy may not have a strong treatment effect on the secondary condition among women with physical disability, but some have. So the limitation of this study is, yes, because I use a functional disability as a disability identifier, and some World Health Organization definition of disability include individuals with neuromuscular disease as well as those with obesity, diabetes, stroke, therefore it's limited to compare to the other population when they look at the chemotherapy. Also, the CAM variable did not directly measure the pain management or secondary condition, so maybe it's very difficult to talk about direct relationship. So this research talking about the indirect relationship about the physical condition as well as cancer screening. So the further research especially is needed and to determine whether chemotherapy improved secondary condition among women with physical disability in clinical trial or not. So that is the basic in terms of this finding. Thank you. This is my contact.